Restoring My Soul, Friday the 19th of June, An Idol in the Heart. Paul's interactions with the Jews in Corinth demonstrate that a righteous person turns from their righteousness to iniquity by rejecting the word of present truth. In so doing, they stumble at Christ and fail to be built on him. The Apostle Peter explained that this is the implication of disobedience to the preceding word, writing, "They stumble, being disobedient to the word to which they also were appointed." Inasmuch as a watchman or messenger has a responsibility to proclaim the word of present truth to the righteous and to the wicked, and to warn them of God's judgment upon their disobedience, they must not engage with nor answer those who seek their counsel while coming with an idol in their heart. A person, and in particular a presbyter, approaches Christ's messengers in the presbytery and the church with an idol in their heart when they seek affirmation or validation for their initiatives that deviate from the expression and implications of the word of present truth. They do this in order to maintain their religious or ministry projections. The Lord warned Ezekiel of this alternative to fellowship in spirit and truth when some of the elders of Israel came to him and sat before him. The Lord said to Ezekiel, "Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their hearts and put before them that which causes them to stumble into iniquity. Should I let myself be inquired of at all by them?" Warning Ezekiel of the implications of answering these inquiries, the Lord said, "And if the prophet is induced to speak anything, I, the Lord, have induced that prophet, and I will stretch out my hand against him and destroy him from among my people Israel. And they shall bear their iniquity. The punishment of the prophet shall be the same as the punishment of the one who inquired." Paul escaped this condemnation. The references used in today's devotions are 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 8, Ezekiel chapter 14 verse 3, and Ezekiel chapter 14 verses 9 and 10. For further study, 1 Corinthians chapter 10.